to the widow, "Do not be afraid. Go and do your purpose. The jar of flour will not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry." I translate this into, "Do not worry so much about the future. Just keep doing what you need to do, one day at a time, and God will provide. Keep in mind that it is His will that will be done." Now, I am at church with some of the most faith-filled people that I know, and this is a difficult task. It seems that there is always something that needs to be worried. Or is there? About a month ago, I was leaving school about 8 p.m. on a Friday night after a big fundraiser. And as I was saying, "Have a good weekend," to my vice principal, she said not to worry so much. I chuckled and replied, "How does it feel to be looking in the mirror, pot? Because I am the kettle. In this life, things are going to happen. There is a divine plan. We just have to have faith." There are so many what ifs, but what if we stopped asking ourselves, "What if?" and started asking ourselves, what else is possible? Think about that for a second. What else is possible? I have questioned my current place of employment more than once. You have all heard and seen the visible signs of stress. The funny thing is that when I was offered this interview and then respectively the job, I could not have been more sure of anything. God's plan. My students have so much going on in their lives. And this year God has already revealed who and why I am there. In the gospel reading, Jesus speaks about the woman who contributed more than all the wealthy because it was all that she had. He was not speaking about amounts, but referring to her sacrifice compared to the others. There probably is not a person in this church that doesn't know the meaning of sacrifice. We've all had to do it, whether it be from time, money, or circumstances. Sometimes our sacrifices are easy because we can see the big picture. Sometimes our sacrifices are painful because we do not understand why. The sacrifices that seem to hurt the most are the ones that we have chalked up to a failure. Why? Why does failure have to be a bad thing? When and who made this a bad thing? I recently did a lesson with my classes where I prefaced the lesson with a conversation about how it is okay to fail. And there is no right or wrong answer. Of course, I share some of my most recent incidences where I felt that I failed. Wow. Two of my three classes did amazing with the lesson. And the class that I thought would do the best had the hardest time with it. The kids worked amazingly well in their groups, and the short presentations were great and very different from one another. Who knew that if you gave a kid a computer and one open-ended question with no direction or specific outcome, what would happen? It was an amazing experience, and the kids enjoyed it. What do you think would happen if we approached our lives like this? Why do we all need to live life the same? Why do we need to keep up with the Joneses? What would happen if there was no one right way to live? What if we lived the best life for us? Didn't some of the scariest thoughts just pass through your mind? It is very difficult to ignore what is all around us. Society tells us so many things. But what if all the things that society tells us are wrong? So what if all we ever thought about is what else is possible? Have a fabulous Sunday.